FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Hey, Tim Jones, how do we make all of the Senate Democrats wear their underwear on the outside?
Pelosi says it shall be written, it shall be written.
Katie Fitzpatrick, Nancy Pelosi, please. I need Nancy Pelosi to the phone.
That would be amazing. So, Tim Jones, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, well, we've had a little excitement out here, Annie, and I'll tell you, you know, the left-wing liberals out in Portland who can't hate law enforcement enough, and all these, you know, left coast, all these cocktail party, pinky in the air liberals on the Upper East Side in New York and out in the valley in Nancy Pelosi land, they like to talk a big game until something happens in their backyard where they're thankful that we're a country of laws. And I'm thankful right now we're a country of laws, because I don't know if you guys saw the news. This morning, there was a van pulled over on Interstate 44 right by the Six Flags exit, which is literally a stone's throw from my home. Mm-hmm. And I was out this morning early doing a little running, and I saw two police choppers, which is unusual. One okay, but two.
Did you think they were coming for you?
I thought they might have been. I thought maybe the NSA was finally on to me. You know, the Russians are coming. So then I find out what's going on, and I found out they pulled this van over, and it was full of allegedly, I guess I got to say allegedly about everything, right, as a good lawyer,
mm-hmm.
allegedly illegal aliens were in the van. There was like 13 of them. None of them spoke English. They were all of Hispanic descent lineage. None of them had identification on them. So, you know, maybe a presumption of illegality here at the very least. The driver and the passenger both bolted from the van. One of them ran north. One of them ran south. Long story short, they believe the gentleman who ran south, the perpetrator, is cornered in the woods behind the Jones home.
Oh. Why don't you go out there and have a conversation with him? Just hand him the phone while we're talking,
yeah.
And then we'll see what he has to say.
So, Annie, ICE is also on the scene. You know, that law enforcement agency that liberals love to hate. ICE is on the scene, the Eureka Police Department, the St. Louis County PD, the canine units for the PD of St. Louis County and Eureka pulled up in front of my cul-de-sac. Literally, I put a picture up right in front of my door. They got out. They took Fido in the woods, ran around for about a half an hour, and then they tore up the other street. And when I left, there were several police SUVs at various strategic points in the subdivision known as the Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple choppers still circling overhead. They believe they have the individual cornered. I'm sure there'll be an update. There's really nowhere you can go. There's a sheer bluff that goes down to the Merrimack River out there. There is 100 acres of woods. That subdivision, it is a subdivision with 900 homes, but it also has this area that is a like a conservation area that's about 110, 120 acres of woods directly behind my home. And so, so a little bit of real-life headlines right here in Eureka, Missouri today.
Yeah,
here in
just another day at the Jones home, keeping up with the Joneses. And
right.
There.
So, Annie, I just want to say, in all seriousness, I want to thank all the men and women of law enforcement,
yeah.
from our federal government, from our Eureka Police Department, and from our St. Louis County Police Department. Thank you for being out here protecting not only my family, but all of my friends and all their families, all the businesses. They're out here. They're being very professional. They're not causing any alarm. You could come out here and not know this was going on because it is a small area, wooded area, and they're doing an excellent job. I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart.
Perfect. Well, Tim Jones, thanks for the quick and impromptu hit, and let us know if anything else crazy happens.
Absolutely. If anything develops, I'll let you both know. You're having a great show, and you got everybody fired up today. That's for sure.
That's our goal here, Tim. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We're going to talk to Tim Jones. Let's see. I think he's in studio with us tomorrow, and we're going to break down at 12:25, he's coming in for a couple of segments, and we're going to talk about all things Missouri primary, not just Senate candidates, because I don't want you to like go to the polls, and obviously you wouldn't because you're not just listening to the show to get your marching orders, but you got to know the whole ballot. It's
yeah.
not, there's like the Senate candidate choice
right to
is,
work.
Is the one.
He's on the primary ballot, not the
Tony
not
Minetti
the November.
Yesterday on this show coming
yeah.
on here and saying that he was talking to the people, going door to door and hearing over and over and over and seeing signs that said vote no on Prop A, and he came out yesterday without my prompting.
I was just going to say, you led him down that road.
I didn't. He was like, hey, oh, by the way, I want to make an announcement. I'm against Prop A. I was like, oh, wow, there we went.
That's right? A big deal.
Yeah. So a lot of reaction to that. I've seen positive and negative reaction to it, as is everything Prop A. So we'll talk about that as well here coming up. Some phone calls that I'm going to get to as soon as we get back, but we do have one line open. So if you want that line, it's yours at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. And on Twitter, at Annie Fry Show. We'll be right back.